Hi, tonight I'm with Avi of Benny Strange. This is Pirate Davy Jones of PiratePods.com. How are you doing, Avi?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Davy?
Things are great here. So how's the weather look out in L.A.?
Typical smoggy, nasty heat with a lovely chemical sunset. But it's cooling off now that the sun's down. You shot the stars out.
Bit about your story, Avi, or the story of Benny Strange.
Well, we've been a band for a little over a year now. I've been writing songs since I was a kid. I was the worst piano student in the world because I never practiced. I always improvised and came up with my own little things, my own little songs, I guess. And that was as a very young kid, like 7 years old, 8 years old. And then I think at 13 or 14, I started writing songs, playing guitar, and ended up playing guitar in a bunch of bands, a couple bands, did a few tours and records and whatnot, but never did my own thing until recently. I started writing some songs, and then a couple of years ago I decided to move to L.A. and start my own band, and a little over a year ago I found these four guys, there's five of us, I'm one of them. Yeah, they dug the music, man. They heard some demos that I had recorded, and they dug it, and so now we've got a five-piece. We've been together a little over a year.
Is there any one thing that you feel disrupts that creativity that you have together with your bandmates?
Not really. I mean, schedule permitting, we're pretty creatively motivated. I mean, we're kind of on fire right now. We've been writing a lot, and we're recording our new full length. We released our EP back in September, I think, five songs, and now we're working on a full length. As far as hindering our creativity, I guess just those spells in life where finances are not so good and you have to do the day job thing, that definitely gets in the way schedule-wise, but I don't think you could ever put out our creative fire.
So tell us about the new EP. Are there any surprises in store for us? I'm sorry, not the new EP, your new album, that is. Are there any surprises in store for us? Anything different from the last one?
Well, the full length is going to be a little bit different, I think, in our production approach. We're going for something that's a little more kind of gritty. Reason being, we're doing it ourselves. We've actually named our rehearsal space the Dark Room, appropriately enough. It is a dark, dingy little room. The EP, that stuff's a little more polished, a little more poppy production approach. That was recorded at a couple different studios, nice studios too. And we're going to try to go for something a little more homemade and DIY and just kind of do our own thing with it and see what we come up with.
We'll tell you, Pirate Pods love the DIY spirit. And I think it really does show through in a lot of songs, you know, where people want to go back to their, take something over for themselves. And, you hear those roots there. You hear the blood, sweat, and tears that come through in the music. So we can't wait to hear your next album.
Yeah, and for the record, the EP is totally DIY style, too. It's all do-it-yourself. I mean, I produced it all. We, as a band, produced it all and wrote it all together. It was just the studios that we had access to at the time were definitely fancier than what we're going to be doing for the full length.
And that's where the grit comes in, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think we're really excited about that, to be honest. We're going to get a kind of a... It's going to really sound like what we sound like as a band.
Is there one song that you like to play live?
Well, right now, if I had to pick a favorite for live, it would be a newer song called Speak Like Droning. Hold the pen that lends itself to words that kill. Speak like droning, strings that quiver to be. From the sky. have a really rough mix version up, not finished at all. It's on our MySpace right now. So that's going to be on the full length for sure. It's not on the EP. And that's a pretty new one. It's an inspired song that we co-wrote as a band, and it's a fun one. It's a higher energy, kind of up-tempo kind of song.
Could you tell us a little bit about the meaning behind that song?
The lyrical inspiration behind that is kind of about acknowledging the power and the potency of the word and the tone that people take with each other. It's kind of about aligning oneself with the frequencies that resonate, that work, that haunt, that in a harmonious way, if you will.
When you're developing your songs, you being a songwriter, do you feel it's important to involve the rest of the band so that the process is much more democratic?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I tend to bring to the table some lyrics and some melodies and some ideas for chord progressions. And then as a five-piece, we all kind of come up with our own parts, and we I'll make suggestions about arrangements and song structure, and then as a five-piece, we all kind of come up with our own parts, and we all make suggestions about arrangements and song structure, and, you know, it really becomes a song as everybody contributes. And that's a really exciting thing, and it's really exciting because it's fairly new, because as I mentioned, the band's only been together a little over a year. So what enticed everybody were some recordings that I made of some stuff I had already written. What enticed them to join the band, I should say. So a handful of these songs were already orchestrated or arranged, and I had parts for everybody to learn, that kind of thing. But recently, all this new material has been truly collective and truly democratic and co-written. So it really is kind of an organic, democratic process. And as a result, of course, the sum of the parts is greater than any one part.
Great. Are there any songs that you or your band wish to cover?
Well, we did toss around the notion of covering songs that have, because we're called Strange, the lyric or the word strange in either the title or the chorus or somewhere in the song. John Lennon's Strange Days, I think that's the title of it, Strange Days, the one that's, nobody told me there'd be days like these.
Yeah.
I would love to do a cover of that. I've thought about that for quite a little while now.
Great. Now, speaking of other people's music, this is a hot topic these days, and I guess it has been for a number of years. Sharing music files, downloads, illegal downloads, burning CDs for all our buddies. What are your views on that one?
Well, as a kid, I was all about mixtapes, and so were all my friends. And I've still got some of those mixtapes that I made and that friends made for me and so on. And, no one was upset about sharing music then. I'm all for our music reaching people, and we're all for being a hardworking band that earns fans one at a time, the old-fashioned way, you know, through our music. Like, if somebody buys our EP and they make a mix CD or something, and one or two or all of the songs are on there, and they give that to their friends, like, I think that's cool, personally, because we are just hopefully earning more fans. And if those people really dig it, they're going to go out and buy the full length, for example. I prefer the sound quality of a CD or a record over an MP3 file. And some people are picky like that. And for those people, hopefully, even if they have the MP3s of our whole record, they'll buy the record anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I remember doing that in the past when I was much younger, you know, and cassettes were around. I'd have friends who have mixtapes. I'd hear some great songs, and guess what? I want to go out and buy that band's music, all of their music, including the song that I already had.
Of course, yeah. Mixtapes. I mean, mixtapes were the bomb, man, you know?
If you could discover one cure for one thing in this world, what would that be?
I guess I would want to cure mankind's obsession with cruelty. You know, there's so much cruelty towards other species. There's cruelty towards other humans. You know, for some reason, certain humans think that that it's somehow okay to kill and to destroy life. The truth is, most people do, and they don't even realize it, support this horrifically huge machine that, you know, is completely fueled by cruelty to for example, factory-farmed animals. You know, I'm a proud, devout vegan, and, you know, I firmly believe that we live in a speciesist culture where humans believe that their species is the center of the universe and other species are somehow our disposable resource and not, you know, forms of life just as valuable as our own. And that really pisses me off, to be honest with you. And I choose to live a lifestyle that, you know, in every way possible that I can have control over does not support that cruelty and that killing. If I could cure anything, I guess it would be mankind's need or tendency or whatever it is that makes us cruel.
So in some ways you're saying the pain of killing, in fact, just makes more pain in this world, right? I don't think any of us can argue with that.
Well, quite literally. I mean, you know, it's like an animal-based diet has been proven to produce a massive spectrum of chronic diseases. All this pain, all this killing, you ingest the results for a lifetime and then you end up with all kinds of pain as you die from these diseases because your body wasn't designed to consume these things. That's my personal opinion. I mean, it's kind of, you know, I realize it's probably a lot different than how a lot of people think, but there's also a lot of people, especially in the music community, that completely agree with me at the same time.
Yeah, well, we're all about freedom here, so absolutely, you know, we'll back you on that one.
Cool.
Yeah. So, in some ways, then that's you could say that pain, you know, would tip the world off its axis, and that is actually a phrase from the song "Blip." Could you explain the meaning behind that song?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. That's one of my lyrics. Yeah, that song is kind of like a conversation between me and myself, if that makes any sense.
I am a head full of concrete. I am 2 feet made of lead. My world's been tipped off its axis by words that you said. Yeah, my brain's a transistor. And my spine.
Basically, it's not a happy song. It's coming from a place of being pretty unhappy with myself and unhappy with the relationships that I've created and the people that I've drawn into my circle at, you know, from a period of time. And I think it's kind of the writing of that song was the process within which I embraced the need to sever ties with a particular person. And this is several years ago. It's kind of one of those moments of low self-esteem, kind of the flag is flying and my world's been tipped off its axis because I'm so distracted from my creative process and from myself in a way. But ironically, the creative process of writing that song was exactly what I needed to get centered again for the axis to no longer be tipped, I guess.
Are you doing anything else that you feel is creative and that is just as cathartic as making music?
You know, it's interesting because I feel, you know, lyrics are a really important thing to me, both as a fan of music and a listener, as well as a writer. And I've always been a fan of poetry and that type of thing. And then there's the purity of just playing an instrument or listening to just an instrument. And that's really cathartic as well. So I guess, you know, if you lump those together as one thing, I guess the only other creative thing I really do is every once in a while I try to paint a little bit, and I'm really, really bad at it, but it feels really good to do it.
if you could be guaranteed one thing in this life other than money, what would you choose?
Wow. That's actually kind of easy. First of all, I think most people would initially reply with love or happiness. But I think happiness is a result of kind of multiple things lining up. Money's nice, and I'd like some, please. I don't really have much. I absolutely feel that I have found love, 100%, 100 million percent, as cliche and whatever, maybe sappy as it sounds, I really, really feel that I have found the love of my life, and I'm totally, totally blessed in that realm. Sorry, ladies, it's true. So I think the one thing would be complete creative self-expression.
All right, great.
You know, if I could have that, you know, completely fulfilled for the rest of my life, I would have, I guess, the thing that would make me happy along with my money and my love.
Right on. Thank you. That's beautiful. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Great. Is there any one habit you have that you'd like to eliminate in your life? Or have you already done that?
I don't know. I mean, I've eliminated a lot of stuff. As you now know, I'm vegan, so I've eliminated a lot of that stuff. I no longer smoke. I used to smoke. I don't even drink coffee, man. I don't even drink soda, man.
Well, with all of our interviews, we ask the activist, artist, musician, Politico, to give his or her best pirate impression. Are you able to do that for us tonight?
How about a pirate joke? What kind of socks do pirates wear?
Stockings? Not sure, man.
Argyle. I know, it's silly, it's cheesy. There you go, that's like an R and a joke, right?
Hey, thanks a lot, Avi. It was great, man. It's a pleasure talking to you. Once again, this is Avi I'm speaking to with Benny Strange, a band out of Los Angeles, five members. Give their music a listen. I'm sure you'll enjoy it as I do. New album coming out soon. You say that's the summer of this year, correct?
Yeah, late summer, 07. We're hoping to release the full length.
Excellent, man. Great talking to you.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Great talking to you. And in my saddest hour,